And today in Your Health, a question some women face. It is when to freeze their eggs if they're concerned about fertility. Egg freezing has become more popular for women, that is, who can afford the price tag of $8,000 or more. We're about to hear about a test that is supposed to give women more information about their fertility, but it can be ambiguous, and some worry it's easily misinterpreted, leading some women to feel pressure to freeze their eggs and others to miss their best window to do it. Here's NPR's Eliza Barclay.
I'm in Samantha Margolis' kitchen in Washington, D.C., where she's getting ready to give herself an injection.
So you mix powder with saline solution, and I have 5 vials tonight of Breval and 3 of Menopur, and you can't do more than 6 vials, so tonight I have to do 2 shots.
Inside the vials are hormones. Margolis is injecting them below her belly button every day for 10 days to stimulate her ovaries.
It's more of the air bubbles.
The drugs make several eggs grow at once, instead of just one in a regular monthly cycle. At the end of the 10 days, she'll have a medical procedure to take out the eggs so they can be frozen.
So I just grab a little bit of the skin and I inject myself, and you can barely even feel the needle. What you can feel, because I'm pressing it in, is you can feel the medicine going in. And it's just a teeny, teeny, tiny sting. It goes in relatively quickly and easily, but because the needle's so small, it just takes a little bit of time for the medicine to go in. So I'm done with that one.
Margolis, who's 36, decided to freeze her eggs a few months ago. She was worried she might go through menopause as early as her mother had at 40. But Margolis also decided to do it because of what she found out from a test. Technically, it's called an ovarian reserve test. Different fertility centers have different versions of it, but most check 3 different hormones in the blood that typically change a lot in women between age 35 and menopause. There's also an ultrasound that counts the follicles in the ovaries where the eggs grow. All this information is supposed to give doctors a rough picture of a woman's egg supply, and Margolis's didn't look good. When she asked her doctor whether she should freeze her eggs,
she said to me, "Samantha, I'm not an alarmist, but I would do this, and I would do it as soon as you can. I wouldn't wait."
2 cycles of hormones, and $22,000 later, Margolis got just 8 eggs to freeze. Doctors recommend having 15 to 20 eggs for the best chance of making a baby with them later through in vitro fertilization.
I wish that this was, at a certain age, part of your annual exam. There is no question that if I would have had this test earlier and known what my count was, that I would have done this years ago.
Reproductive medicine experts say this test can be useful for women like Margolis, but they worry that many women will be misled by their results.
There are issues with the test, the reliability of the test.
That's Samantha Pfeiffer. She's an associate professor at Weill Cornell Medical College. She also leads a committee at the American Society for Reproductive Medicine that guides doctors in her field. The problem with the test, she says, is that it's not precise. It's just a snapshot of one moment in time.
These tests do not tell me how many eggs are left. They generally give you a sort of a sense of, is there a lot of eggs there or are there fewer eggs remaining? They're not really predictive of when someone is going to go through menopause or not be able to achieve a pregnancy.
Some women may have a lot of eggs, but few that are viable. And other women may not have many eggs left, but can still get pregnant, no problem. There's just a lot of uncertainty in measuring egg supply. So Pfeiffer says it's way too soon to be offering this test, along with your pap smear.
I think that for some people, this testing is very helpful in guiding them in decision-making. But for other people, it may not in and of itself really direct them that accurately.
People in the egg freezing business see it differently. Many of them say all women should get the test to be better informed about their fertility.
There's no reason why we shouldn't be doing this test again on an annual basis.
Jay Palumbo is a vice president at Egg Banks. It's a company that markets egg freezing with parties branded Let's Chill. Palumbo calls herself a fertility matchmaker, because she helps women who want to freeze their eggs find doctors who will do it. She says many of the women who call her looking for a doctor have gotten bad news from the test.
The egg freezing population, about 20% of them find out they have a fertility issue. And it's interesting to hopefully catch people early on in the process that maybe possibly they're able to avoid some of the heartache later on.
The heartache, as the fertility industry sees it, is having no eggs or no good quality eggs left when the time comes to try and get pregnant. Many women, though, won't get clear information from the test, which can make a major life decision like egg freezing more agonizing. You already have to weigh the cost, $8,000 to $30,000, and the possible side effects of the hormones. And then there's the fact that the success rates of a live birth from frozen eggs are only on average about 40%. Joanne Galtst is a psychologist in New York City who specializes in women's fertility issues. She says the test can be dangerous in other ways. Measuring your fertility can be like a Pandora's box.
This is a really personal field in terms of how people feel about themselves as beings and their future life goals in terms of parenting. It hits them in a very profound, deep way to get any information that, you know, there may be a problem in this area.
That's why every woman getting the test should find a doctor or nurse trained to interpret what is really just a murky picture of fertility. Dr. Samantha Pfeiffer says when the tests improve, doctors will be able to better guide patients to the right decision.
Ideally, we'd love to know, how can we predict who should freeze their eggs, for example, or who should try and get pregnant sooner, or who should do something sooner because their fertility will decline faster than expected. And if we can say, okay, these people don't have to freeze their eggs because they should have no difficulty getting pregnant well into their late 30s, that'd be great to know that.
But for now, Pfeiffer says, the test isn't there. Eliza Barkley, NPR News.